Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com. Drinking water and about to choke here. This is Soul Stream, and I am John Almada. I've got Brenda here just about. Oh, I put her on mute for isolation purposes. We always go into audio isolation 30 seconds ahead because sometimes Blog Talk gets into some weirdness with the audio feed. So we isolate at 30, and so I'm bringing Brenda on. Hello, Brenda.
Hello, John.
It's good to be
back.
How
are you?
I'm awesome.
It is good.
We're back. Everybody's talking in echoes. Hi. How are you? You doing?
I'm doing just fine, my friend. How are you?
It has been an interesting month. We had Dad. We had a little emergency. We had my grandfather pass end of October. And then Dad started getting sick, and then we had an emergency thing with him mid-month. November, and we had him in the hospital for about 4 or 5 days, and they put him in a cancer ward. I mean, and they're not telling us much. They're running all these tests, and we're freaking out, and we find out he's got blood clots.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just crazy around here. So I was just basically, I checked out, put my ticket on hold, and said, no shows for a month. So we've been dealing with all that, but we are back, and things are good. Dad, big news for everybody. My dad saw his first ghost at the house last week. My father finally got even with that sucker. He saw it and he about crapped his pants. I have got to tell you that. He looked out. He was sitting in the den and he starts. I was in another part of the house and Mom and me routinely see stuff in there. We don't even bother, we'll point out, do you see that spirit? Yeah. And he's sitting there going, and he can't hardly speak. So all he could do is point and go, living room. What's in living room? And he's going, man in living room. And all saw what we've been seeing. He saw this big, tall man that we see routinely around. And we think it's my Uncle Mike. And so it over is just writing. I had to refresh page. Echo is gone. No. The echo's gone. Hey. Wait, you think we got
the echo? The echo can always return.
Hi. But anyway, I just got such a real kick out of seeing my father have his first paranormal experience, and he was wide-eyed. He's looking around, and we had to talk to him, and we're going, look, Dad, we've been seeing this stuff for years. Do you think, has it done anything to us? Has anything been happening here? We've lived here all this time. All they're doing is visiting to say hello. It's probably family. And he's looking around like, holy crap, this is serious, And I just got to tell you, it was a really interesting time to see that.
After all these years, he finally knows that what you're saying is true. You really are seeing what you're seeing.
But not the half of it. He decided after about 4 days, we every so often we bring it up, and 4 days later he starts saying no. I was just pulling your leg, and I'm like, no. you look like you were terrified. Yeah, we know the difference between you and you. You get shifty-eyed when you're trying to pull one on us, and he wasn't shifty-eyed. So it was rather funny. to see the way he looked. And today it was funny. I was just Elizabeth's show on Z Talk and this afternoon, and I hadn't been in Studio A in a month, and so I came in to warm it up and was just. And when you're away that long, you have to fire up the computers and run all the security updates and all that. So I'm in here and I just opened the door, and I looked over to my left, and this spirit comes running by, and I see all I saw was a blur go just booking by me, right around the backside of the studio, and I'm sitting there like, what the hell, in the middle of the day? And
wow.
I just thought, wow, I mean, is that a greeting or what? So obviously the other side was happy to see me back. So
yeah.
It's good to be back. But how have you been, my dear?
I am doing just fine. I am. A lot of personal changes going on, but I'm doing pretty good.
Well, we are glad to be back and have you on with us. We're going to do some readings tonight. Talk a little bit about some of the things going on. Oliver talked about on the chat room about a UFO. There's a lot of UFO activity happening around the world right now. It seems to me like, I guess, a major UFO flap going on. So I'm just asking folks out there to, you know, pay attention to the skies. When you go outside, just look around and don't just be looking, you know, straight ahead. Maybe if you get some time, just look out and check the nighttime sky and see what you see out there, because something's going on, and I don't know quite what to make of it yet, but definitely some unusual energies out there. So
I've noticed that myself.
To your surroundings, and who knows, you know. I also posted on Facebook about how NASA the Hubble Space Telescope. They're working and finding all sorts of new planets now, and there's been now over 700 new worlds that have been picked up in total, and it's soon to go over 1,000. And they're getting to the point where they're going to find Earth-sized planets very soon. So we're getting that good with detecting these things, and not only that, we're able to even detect the atmospheres of these things. We're going to be able to detect these places where we may actually be able to one day maybe even find homes. You know, human beings may move out into the universe. So this is a really exciting time, you know, and I'm absolutely certain that some of these places are inhabited. So, you know, it's different, things happening in the world. It's not all of it's bad out there. That's the other big thing is, you know, good things are still happening. The world is not altogether a bad place. You know, the news is trying to make everybody all scared, you know, and that everything is bad. You know, the energy of the world, most of the people in it right now, 98% of humanity is getting up every morning in peace, getting up and taking care of their families and doing the right thing, you know, watching what they're spending and stuff like that. And we're interested in what's happening, but not only that, during these trying times, you know, people are helping each other and doing good for one another. And
definitely.
So, think about that, you know, when you hear all the bad stuff, look at the things you're doing. And then not only that, if you see somebody in need, you know, reach out and help them, you know, do something nice for somebody, especially this time of year. You know, here we are in the holiday seasons and I'm still eating turkey. Yeah, good. Yeah, Thanksgiving was good. We had a nice Thanksgiving.
Good.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, it was good turkey. It wasn't good for the turkey, though. I got a bad day, but, but the president did pardon a couple of turkeys, you know, and that was funny.
Yeah.
It was amazing to watch Obama, you know, with the turkeys. I'm just sitting there like, he's kind of looking down his nose at them, and I'm just sitting there going, how's it feel to be the turkey in that situation? You know, your life depends on this guy. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to leave that one alone. So
you better do that.
Nancy Mum sits here on and is saying there's been a huge spike in the electromagnetic fields. That's these papers who I was talking about.
See, there comes the German. I knew the German would come out.
Electromagnetic fields. Yes, they're going to do experiments in you. We're testing the meat. Yeah. This is not coming from an external source. It's coming from the Earth. Huge spike. Well, probably it's getting ready to fry us. I don't know, but I'm going to be wearing my tinfoil hat
Yes, definitely, definitely. I think I need to pull mine out too.
Well, let's see. We're going to leave that one alone. Let's see. We're going to read off who's in the chat room. I am also making a special point. I'm watching the whole guest situation, but I'm not taking action. Basically, if they're going to play it good, fine. You know, but I'm going to be a little more relaxed on our policy with that. And you know, because all it does is just encourage more mischief than it's worth. I think we can handle a little bit of that kind of thing. If somebody wants to play those games, you know, great. But I've had some time away and some time to think clearly about it. And if there's trolls out there, there's trolls out there, you know. But, you know, into that. So tonight we're going to be doing some good things. Definitely spirit about. The veil is still very thin. And we're at that time of year where Christmas is in the air. And I'm actually going to be trying to find somewhere in the horror that is our garage to find the fiber optic, our official genuine imitation fiber optic Christmas tree. So we're going to be doing that official genuine imitation Christmas tree.
Official genuine imitation.
Genuine. I bought that tree from Walmart. It's a Chinese-made Christmas tree. By God, it's, you know what? I paid $15 for that thing. God, I got my money.
Wow. Wow. I bet it's spectacular.
It's actually quite beautiful. It kind of changes colors, you know, and, you know, it's pretty and, you know, and it sets up in about 3 minutes, you know, and we decorate it. It takes about an hour.
Maybe you could coordinate that to work with the mood lamp. So the fiber optics would change the same color as your mood lamp, your mind lamp.
Well, to take the mood lamp, you know. Boy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do a moody kind of thing here. We're going to read off who's in the chat room. Let's see. We've got Alan B. Am I Clinton here? I don't know what that was. Yeah, Alan B here, almost having. We got Brian Foot, Carrie Whispers. She's that beautiful woman from South Africa. Chips and Sauces here. Yeah, curious listener. Oh, that Chris. God, I love Canadian. We got Daniel Adam. We got a couple of guests here from France. We are from France. Let's see. Who else here? We got the goddess Isis of Joy is here. We got J.J. Crawford. We got Mustang Sally. Nancy Mum is here. Oh, I love Nancy Mum. She's my friend. I love a woman with a frying pan.
Nancy, too.
Yeah, it's good to be proud. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Let's see. We got Simon Swan. Swain. Can't say that name. Hell, learn to say your name there, son. Stargate. I couldn't speak. Okay, we got a YouTube link. I'm going to save that one, Nancy. I see that one. I'll put that. Let me see if I can even copy it. Is that the link for the UFO thing? So if you can post that, I'll go ahead and post the link in chat. But so we got that in there. But is that the link for the thing we were talking about, the UFOs? So just pop that in there. And goodbye to Bill Clinton. Oh, it's good to be here. Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Goodbye, Mr. Clinton.
I was president. I'll never live that down. All right, let's see. We're gonna have. Curious is even worse than I am. You got one over on us there. Yeah, that's all right. EMF field. Okay. We're all gonna be fried in an EMF microwave field by the Earth itself. It's getting even
awesome. Awesome. I'll have my tinfoil hat and I'll be all ready for that.
Yeah, that's right. Me too. So I'll tell you what, we're going to do some readings. And basically the rules tonight are going to be, oh my goodness, we're going to have rules. Yes, tell us what the rules are, John. I will. I'll tell you what the rules are. The rules are going to be that, you know, if you've got relationship questions, you know, it'll be us in our terrestrial selves doing our thing. Because basically when you have relationship questions, it's a lot more common sense than it is spirit. But we will tell you what we think. So we'll do that.
So it'll be a terrestrial.
No, we will pick up on spirit energies and different things. What is this about an alien labor camp? Elizabeth Rose is calling. Just a second before we do that.
Okay. No,
okay, I am back. Can you guys hear me?
You are back. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, Elizabeth, I mean, I don't know what's going on with Elizabeth. She keeps calling back, and it totally screwed me up on my board. So I'm just going to let that, I'm going to decline the call.
Okay.
Because she needs to call through to our number, because I don't know what to make of that. Anyway, I'm going to read off who we've got out there, and we have 253 area code, and then I've got an 864, a 518, a 773, an 814, another one. Okay, if we've got, let me just make sure. I see Stardove out there. We got Carrie. I'll bring Carrie on for fun. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Hello, Carrie.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Missed you guys.
How are the birds?
It's the night
How are
of
the birds?
Media.
They're good.
Yeah, bring the birds on. Bring the birds on.
Yeah, bring the birds on.
They woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, and now it is 7:48, and they were quiet.
Damn, I was hoping that we'd hear them. You know, can you spank them or something to make them yell?
Oh, yes, I can. Wait. Did you hear it?
She's
now
able,
you're
going
to recording. It's a nail file, people. Don't get so excited.
Actually, I say this with precedence because my old boss used to have different kinds of exotic birds, and they would get unruly, so he would spank them. And it was just like mock spanking, but he would scream. And so he would, you know, you'd stand up over them, he'd go, "Bad bird." He'd go, I'm gonna spank you, and the bird would start reacting with his horror, and then it would make more noise and spank it. You'd hear the bird go, meow, meow, meow. It was like the funniest thing ever. And I'm like, oh my God, he spanks birds. Okay, who knew? And I couldn't say too much. I needed my good review, you know. But
well, that could be a funny story.
Well. I am going to bring on, because Carrie, you also are a medium, so you are our third medium, so we're going to have three mediums on staff tonight, if you're willing to be one.
Yes, of course.
Okay, we'll have you on. So we are going to bring on the 253 caller. Oh, my God. Are there birds screaming?
Are those the birds?
I thought they filmed the birds in California, but I'm mistaken. It's from Johannesburg. Okay. all right. 253 caller, I've got you on the air. Hello. What's your name and where are you from? And welcome to SoulStream.
Hi. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Well, we can hear you okay, but we can make that. We can change that around if you want. We'll make it so you can.
No, thank you. No.
We'll leave it just like it is then.
Okay, great. I'm down with that. My name is Allison, and I'm calling from very snowy Colorado.
Okay.
Hello, Allison.
Hi.
What can we do for you, my dear?
My questions are actually they're very interrelated. But the one that's really primary right now is, they're very interrelated. They're inseparable. I've had some really horrible housing residential experiences in the last four or five months since I just moved into town. I've moved about four times. Now I have to move for the fifth time. I'm damn tired of it. More importantly, I'm really off my career path, and until I can really get back into a more abundant working situation, I'm really stuck with living with people that I don't want to live with, you know, roommates kind of thing. So, like I said, they're interrelated, inseparable. I just would like to hear whatever you have to say about either housing. I have to move again by the end of the month, and or employment.
This, and it's not so much spiritual. This is just going to be more, grounded, first chakra kind of stuff here. It's going to be mainly to say, what is it that you do? I mean, what's your particular profession?
What do I do, or what is my profession? Because those are two separate questions.
Yeah, what are you trained in? What's the thing that makes you the most happy?
I'm not trained in anything. What I am is a writer and an editor by education.
So what makes you, is that what makes you really happy?
I am one with God when I am working with words.
Okay. That's the one thing that I, when it comes to these kind of questions, it's like sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do, and sometimes that's part of the path that we walk on. And you guys jump in anytime, too, on this. But the bottom line is, now this thing that you're doing, what is it that you're actually doing for bringing in income at this point?
I have been out of my career for more than 7 years, so I don't need to hear anything about, sometimes you have to do what you have got to do to survive, because I've been doing that. I wash dishes, and I help with food service.
You've basically, I wish I could offer better news, although I can, give you some good, solid, thoughts on some of this. Number one, obviously the economy is just awful, and the employment rate is far greater than the 8-point-whatever% they're saying.
Yes.
It's
going
to be more close to 14-15%.
Yeah.
And having a job of any sort is better than nothing.
Yeah.
The situation with your being around, people that you don't want to live with, it sounds like it's a necessity deal. It really comes down to, and the reason I was asking about your dreaming and that kind of thing is, have you been going after the thing that you love most and showing an interest in that again, or have you just been grabbing it
A resounding, yeah. Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm really feeling that something is going to come to you around the end of March that will bring you back into that writing field. You may have to take you do have another job coming to you that is kind of a temporary type position that will get you by until towards the end of March. I am seeing you getting back into the writing field.
I don't want another temporary position. I'm okay with staying where I'm at to a degree, which is to say,
right.
I understand the role that it plays, but I am capable of so much friggin' more than washing dishes. But I work with really good people, and that really rewards me.
Have you done any volunteer writing of any sort? And kind of gotten your name out there to show off your capabilities?
I blog.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's always opportunities for people who go in and do writing for charitable organizations. Anything that would get you exposure in the community where you basically would be associating with professionals. Where you would be doing, maybe journeyman writing, where you're like an apprentice, and it's going to be free work. But and I know that's not probably.
I don't have time for.
Here,
Listen. I don't have time. As much as I understand what you're saying, I don't have time to do free work because I can barely make ends meet right now, and I have to get a second job just to make ends meet. I don't have time to give away freely. I'm sorry, that's against my spirit, but I have to tell you right now, I am so struggling just to pay the rent. I don't have, if I'm going to give time to somebody, I have to get something back so I can make my obligations.
All right.
The reality of the Obama administration.
Yep. I don't, you don't hear me disagreeing, but what I'm saying is, you've got your priorities very clear. And that's good to hear.
It's survival.
Yeah, it's survival at this point. But when it does ease up, and it will, have faith that this will change because, things are coming to a head. And when it does, there will be quite an earthquake, and then they will start coming back. You can't hold the tide back this long in a particular direction that's unnatural before the energy will spring back. And that's kind of what's happening now. But what I will say is this. At some point, when things do improve for you, you're going to be in survival mode. You're treading water just like the rest of us. But when that does spring back a bit and you do have the time, think about that in some even if you have to write creatively just to do stories where you come up with a story idea, and you write a little bit and then throw it out there so people know you're out there. That seems to be, to get out of this trap, it's kind of a catch-22. You're in this world of you've got to survive, but you've got aspirations and you want to do so much more.
Right.
But it's going to be trying to find time that's impossible to find right now because you're in this desperate situation.
Yeah.
Put it on hold for now. But think, and look at what, Brenda was telling you. But think about when this does the next phase and wait for that sign when it does start to shift and have some creative ideas ready to go ahead and, get some things out there. Keep your eye out for people who are writers. You're going to be coming into contact with the public in some way in your job off and on. And you can ask around and get the networking going and start to find out who does what and then have some work to show them. And that's all I'm saying. I hope that helps, with some of what you're going through. And as far as the moving and all that, are you kind of married to the whole idea of being in Colorado?
I just got here in July. Mm-hmm. This place was not picked randomly. It was not a dart thrown out of a map. It was not, a name pulled out of a hat. It was very, very extremely and long time researched, very, very carefully research, and I'm going to tell you, I was researching to the point of economic statistics year on year basis, the flow of economics, the flow of unemployment. I mean, I really, really did my homework. And so, am I married to it? I'm married to nothing, because we all die.
Well,
we
what I mean
die.
By it is, what I meant was you had a lot invested, and you made that clear.
Yes.
That was a yes. You're very invested in this particular place.
So
it's pretty straightforward. Your course is fairly set.
Yes.
You know, and I will say this. I mean, given the way the money situation is being mishandled abysmally by the current administration and the way that it's going with the world geopolitical situation is so bad, I personally think we're going to see some sort of a major fallout with the EU and the whole thing with the EU basically will fail. That's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost a given.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they're going to fractionalize, and we've already dumped a whole bunch of money into to that rat's nest that's never going to – we should have just let them think. But, you know, now it's going to be everybody's soup, and I think that what will happen is everything will drop down, and then, you know, it'll hit bottom, and then things will reset. A lot of the things that you and I take for granted, even maybe Blog Talk might go away. I don't know, you know. But what I do know is this, you can't, you know, people are still going to need haircuts. They're still going to need to be, you know, able to eat. They're going to still need to be able to, you know, get up in the morning. The internet will still exist in some form.
Yes.
You know, we may see some wars break out, more people will be, going through tough times, but then that will start to alleviate. Especially, you know, that people will begin to start to put priorities, like, and here you are, you're being really, you know, pressed to the wall. So you know your priorities. You know what you got to do day by day. But you've never quit dreaming, and that's a big one. You know, don't give up on your dreams. Just do what you got to do to keep rowing and keep your head above water, and you'll be fine. You know, through this.
No, I've been doing that for since 2008. Actually, longer than that. 2008, I lost my job. I was unemployed for more than 3 years.
Wow.
You want to talk about pain, despair, hopelessness?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
I understand.
I know. Yeah. I feel very, very grateful to have any job. But you think that I'm supposed to be? I mean, I'm not meant to be doing what I'm doing. I'm meant to be something real, real different. And I feel for everybody in this country who is suffering because of the current administration. And I'm not going to get political here. Next year is the chance to turn the country around and give people hope again, or to lose it all. It's the American public choice. I know my choice. I don't know if other people know that choice as well.
It's become amazingly clear that there needs to be a change. And the one thing that I think is being driven home, and it's finally going to get back to D.C., right at the doorsteps of the Capitol where the money mismanagement is happening. It's stories like yours. I mean, I can't tell you how many we've had on this show where, you know, people come in and they're just, you know, they're hitting the wall. And yet, you know, there's hope. You know, I hate to say that word because that's what the current guy got in with. You know, but I mean, honestly, though, you know, I mean, we are all believers in spirit. We are all pulling together to help one another. You know, I do my best. I'm footing the bill for this. You know, I pay out of my own pocket for all this stuff that I'm doing. You know, and I don't charge for any of it because I'm just trying to help people. And I care about what happens out there. I mean, you hear these stories, you know, God, how can these guys up there in the hill walk around and be so arrogant when, you know, real life people are out there fighting to keep the American dream alive?
It's their agenda.
Yeah, well,
their
agenda sucks.
Agenda.
And you know what? Their agenda sucks.
It's their agenda.
What? It ain't going to work because, you know what, Americans are resourceful.
Will. No.
We're crazy. We're uncontrollable. We're nutty. We're independent. And not only that, I think it's true of the rest of the world. People see through stuff, you know, and so I think this is going to get fixed. The one thing that I will say is all this talk about cuts. When they talk about cuts, big warning to everybody out here. When they talk about cuts, what they're talking about is cuts in future spending, which are actually increases. They're not talking about cuts, actual cuts in budgets, real live cuts, like you and I would get an axe out and chop off an entire block of spending. That's going to happen in 2012. Sorry. And it's going to hurt. Everybody's going to hurt. But guess what? It's the medicine we got to take. And they're going to force the issue. You know, this is going to happen. So the real medicine is coming, but it's going to be kind of bitter. So, well, hey, hon, I got to move on.
Yeah,
I wanted to thank you for dialing in.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Allison.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Please keep me online so I can please keep me, you know, please just mute me.
I'll just mute you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, hon, big hug to you, and
God
bless you, okay?
Thank you. You too. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Oh, man, that just gets your heart, you know?
Yes,
Brenda,
it does.
I mean,
it definitely does. And there's way too much of that out there right now.
Yeah, and all I can say is don't lose your dreams. Good Lord.
Right.
I mean.
Right. And hang on to the strength that you have within you, because that's what it takes to keep yourself going. It's the strength and the ability to dream is what keeps you there.
Okay, I'm going to bring in the 518 caller. Hello? 518.
Hello.
You're on Soul.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you from? Are you from Canada?
No, I'm not from Canada. I'm my representative.
Some curious listener person is saying 518. And I was debating and I thought, I'll do this for Chris. I'm going out of order, but I'll do it for Chris.
We know the caller, John. We know her very well.
Thank you.
Who is this?
Okay. My name is Jenny from New York, but I'm Satori in the chat room.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
I promise to not publicly ream you or disagree or argue. With any reason.
We appreciate that.
Oh, come on, disagree with me some. It's a lot more fun that way. How are you doing, eh?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Go have some beer. Okay. what can we do for you, Jenny?
Oh, you're Alan, Jenny.
Oh, hello, Carrie. Time of the
Jackie,
morning to you.
I've got to spank some birds.
Oh.
Well, you know what? I would love to talk to dead people rather than, like, politicians or, you know. So
would I.
You don't understand.
That's what I prefer doing.
I'm dead. You don't get it. spend money. Okay, anyway.
But you know what? I happen to see on your little show description it said ovulus, and I wonder if that's like just false advertising, or could we utilize that? Could you indulge
God.
Me?
I am so not set up for this. I will tell you that I'm going to do something very special for the near future. I have a show tomorrow with Gasp, with Scott Wise, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, but I would love to be able to do it. I will dig this thing up. I've got it. I've been out of the office here for a month, and I did an investigation, and I know exactly where it's at, and it's not in this building, I guarantee you. It's in one of my paranormal bags, so I will drag out the ovulus. I promise to do a Monday show. And I will do an ovulus show where we can do some EVPs on air and all that. And if you want to dial in and do that, I'm going to write down your number. Let's see. So I see you out there. And write ovulus in big letters. So So if you dial in on the Monday show, and we'll do 9:30, same time, we will do an ovulus show, and I'll do on-air EVP. So how about that? Would that
that
work?
That's great. Thank
okay,
you. That's amazing.
You're welcome.
That's amazing.
We'll do a. I'm completely equipped for this. Unfortunately, I had all my gear out, and I forgot to bring it back into the studio to hook it all back up.
Wow.
Hear that.
Uh oh.
I need it on air. Yeah. Spirit, yeah, and the spirit comes back. Oh, this is ghost of Bill Clinton. Yeah.
I do feel someone that's coming forward, though, Jenny.
Cool. Okay.
Did you have a grandfather that you were really close to?
Yes.
Because I have a gentleman. He's tall and thin. Who's coming forward? And this he's actually holding a teddy bear. And I'm also seeing a gold bracelet that has some sort of an inscription on it that he's also holding. He's actually his arms outstretched and he has that in his hand.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Can I tell you? I have a bracelet. It's silver though, but it does have an inscription on it. And it was from my grandfather, so I'm just giving you.
Wow.
That's really neat. Yeah.
Yeah. He was being very persistent. I've got chills all over right now. He was being very persistent that I tell you that he is there. And he comes and he likes to bring things to you that are in the form of rainbows. Not live rainbows that you see in the sky, but objects that actually have like rainbow patterns on them and stuff. When you see things like that, it's actually a message from him.
Wow. Because I'm in love with rainbows and the aurora and things. That's, oh my gosh.
But he's very, very strongly around you.
That is so cool. Brenda? And you're Brenda?
Brenda? Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow, that's amazing.
You're very welcome. You're very
welcome.
What was his name, by the way? Because I've got a reason.
George?
Uh-huh. I wrote down Gerald. I was kidding.
Wow. Oh, but wait a minute. Actually, John, I was thinking of Gerald at first. And that's really freaking weird too. I'm not lying. I wish I could prove that, but
Gerald, and I wrote down another name. I had Marilyn or Mary. I had a Marilyn or Mary name, I don't know if you have a Marilyn or Mary spirit around you, but that's the two I got. But yeah, I was sitting there. I'm usually pretty good at names. You know, I'm a little out of practice, but. You know, but this, yeah, the GE, that picked right up. So, yeah,
that's
the point,
amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God, you guys. And I'll tell you if it's not true, but that was really cool. I mean, when Brenda said tall and thin, I first went to this guy, Gerald, who was my ex-husband's father. He was more like a grandfather.
Oh, God.
And then I went to my grandpa George because of the bracelet. So I wonder if it's both of them.
I think we might have gotten that. Might be a Me Too thing. Yeah. I'm curious about the Mary or the Marilyn. Do you have on your mom's side? Because I was getting this on your mother's side, going back a ways.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Mary. She's my great aunt.
Is she your mom's side?
Exactly.
Okay. She's around with as part of this, too. Did you know her in life?
Yes, I did, very much.
Okay. She just did like a step forward saying, hi, I'm here. She's just part of the whole deal and just wanted to let you know that she's doing good. Did she live in the countryside? Did she live in the country?
She had property in the country. So
she have horses?
Not that I know of.
Somebody has horses in your family and is showing me horses. There's something with horses. Or she thinks somebody's a horse's ass, but I don't know.
Well, that's a whole other
thing. Anyway, I didn't see the backside, thank God. You know, but
there's a little girl that's coming forward, though, too. A little girl who's probably about 5 or 6. She has kind of long, it's more on the blonde side, but it has some strawberry highlights, long hair. And I'm seeing her in a pink dress.
Hmm. Hmm. Kind of sounds like me when I was little, but
really. But there's definitely a little girl that, and the gentleman that has the bracelet, I'm seeing her kind of standing behind him, like he's protective over her.
Interesting. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, but that's.
Jen, did somebody have like with their liver, or did they pass a bit like an impact to their head?
Carrie, say that again. I'm getting so much echo. Like I'm trying to.
I'm hearing a lot of echo too.
Weird. Did somebody have something with their liver, some organ on the right hand side of the body, an impact to the head, like the temple?
Not that I can think of, not at the moment. But you know, these things sometimes we're on the spot. So Carrie, I know where to find you if I think of who that might be.
It's just coming through to me at the moment.
I'm going to stick with the horses. Somebody's got country property, and I still think it's your mom's side. Somebody had something to do with horses and horse energy, worked with horses or something. But they're stepping forward. But I somehow it's associated with Mary or Marilyn. So that's definitely in there, but she's basically just waving, chatting hi, saying, I'm here, I'm cool. That's about all I'm picking up, guys. But hey, I think we did pretty good on this one.
Really?
Yeah. We did too.
Okay. Well, do you want me to put you on hold and you can just listen in?
I think I'm going to go back to chat so I can avoid the echoes, you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, really, thank you so very much. You guys are amazing. That was great. So
you're very welcome, Jenny.
All right.
Okay.
Bye now.
Night.
I don't hear an echo.
Well, I'm not hearing it on you.
Oh.
Is it me?
Okay, we got an 86444. We're going to bring that person on. I'm sorry, I should be doing this. It's going to
Sean.
And I will start hearing it. Oh, dear God. We got 864 I'm going to bring on. Hello, 864. Come in.
Hello. I'm just kidding. It's Ty. My name's Dawn. And, I'm just wondering about what kind of spirits I have around in my house. I seem to kind of wake up at the same time every night, and I say that I hear. I'm sorry.
You're breaking up a little bit, but we're listening.
Yeah, you're listening to half of it. what I'm saying is that. I hear in my hallway, you kind of hear cracks and bricks or whatever, like someone's walking down the hallway. I wake up every night between 3 and 4, and it's kind of odd. And my husband says my house is just it's just a house, because he don't believe in spirits. But I was wondering if you felt any spirits in my house.
Do you have a piece of furniture? This is going to sound weird, but do you have a piece of furniture in your house that has a lot of, wood grain patterns in it? It's kind of a light honey-colored. It has a lot of, wood grain patterns in it, circular wood grain patterns.
Oh my goodness, my husband has his grandmother that passed away. Her old cabinet, it's ancient though. It's real ancient.
And can you see the actual patterns of the wood in it?
Let me look. I put it in a room because it's really old.
I'm not feeling a lot of spirit activity in your home, but I'm feeling a lot of spirit attached to this particular piece of furniture. There's a lot of history in that piece of furniture.
There's a lot of holes, like in the door. There's like circles, and then there's it's kind of like a design, a pattern, those circles.
That sounds suspicious, doesn't it, Brenda?
Yeah, it does. I'm feeling a very strong spirit attachment to that particular piece of furniture.
Does your phone routinely pop and crackle? Because we're hearing a lot of that.
Not normally, no.
Okay.
We were getting a lot of echoing on the other caller, too,
but
which is kind of odd.
Then again, I have Verizon, so I don't even know. But actually, at the bottom, I don't know if you could hear this. But at the bottom of it's circles going all like circles, like one after another, like going all across the whole bottom.
Okay, that's what I was seeing. As I was seeing these circular patterns.
Yeah, that's it. Oh my goodness.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, I think so. I think
we're all connecting that one.
Would you like me to talk about
that? Are you thinking like a ritual object?
That's what I'm
thinking.
I'm thinking that it wasn't intended that way when it was made, but something was actually put almost like a spell was cast on this particular piece of furniture. And it's almost like a magnet almost. It pulls in spirit energy.
Like good spirit energy or bad spirit energy?
It's kind of
almost like
it was what I'm getting.
I'm sorry.
It's almost like it was an altar.
Like on the border?
I'm
sorry, it was actually, it's going in and out.
I think she was saying almost like an altar, like a ritual altar, but there's definitely a mixture of, I don't know if John is feeling the same thing, but I'm getting a mixture of dark and light energy.
I know this. I've got two spirits associated with this thing. And are you seeing shadows at night when you wake up?
I wake up every minute between 3 and 4, and I do a couple times I'll see a shadow behind me, but I sometimes kind of take the blanket and put it over my head because I'm scared, but cause I don't know what the deal is. But I'm sorry.
I mean, are you seeing an actual like entity or form?
No, I just feel like something just I feel it.
Okay, I'm picking up two, male and a female associated with whatever this is about, and I think that one spirit is associated with the chest cabinet. And there is another spirit in the home that's agitated by the presence of this thing. I think you've got kind of a composite type thing going on here. And I think a female is associated with the cabinet. And I think a male entity was around, and it kind of just is basically ticked off about it. I mean, that's the thing I pick up here. And the timing, the time is pretty indicative, you know, you're right in the middle of dead time anywhere between 9 to about 4 o'clock in the morning. That's generally when people are the most inactive. And that is a normal time for when somebody does have a haunt going on, that people would wake up when you have something trying to get your attention. And how long has this been going on?
Probably a while. No,
about a year, 2 years.
I've been living here about 5 years. Actually, we got the cabinet about 3 years ago.
So would it roughly coincide with the time that you had the cabinet?
I'm thinking about maybe, yeah. Because the circle is underneath the circle. There's a big circle underneath it.
I would inspect this thing very carefully, and if you need to, I would get into touch with a local paranormal team to come in and take a look at this and
investigation. That too.
Yeah.
And the male spirit is not bad. I don't think that this thing is evil, but I think that you have two incompatible energies in the property, and it's just... And
it's
someone, one
though.
Of the two, is trying to get your attention to deal with it because you guys, in what unwittingly you created it, you know. So
I have a very controlling energy though that's around this. It's not necessarily evil, but there's a controlling aspect to it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Just looking up here. Where did I find this now? Okay. The circles mean something got to do with fire on the webpage that I'm on. All right, here. Yeah. Alchemical symbolism. The circle is the center point of focus. Circles are a prolific feature in esoteric alchemical art. Circles are an emphasis on the featured work within its contoured borders. Like alchemists were underscoring the function of the element. If fire is a feature in the work, a circle around it will illuminate the focus of fire.
Yeah, it kind of fits in with the thought that it is indeed you basically run into a magical object that has a past.
Yeah,
it would really be good. You could have the object ritually cleansed. There would be, some of the people are saying, just sage it and do these things in the chat room, but it gets a little more complicated. This is why you want somebody who has experience in occult objects and someone with a real background in this. John Zappas is a good source for something like this that I think would be... maybe be able to tell you something here. He's in the East Coast. I don't know quite where you're at, but John Zappas is like the grandfather of all this kind of thing. He's got a collection of all sorts of objects of these types, and he knows how to handle them. But you could maybe find somebody local who could help you. Just be sure that you get somebody who's got some real experience and knows what they're doing. It may be that you have to get rid of it, so be prepared for the possibility.
My husband's grandmother, and she's Jewish.
I'm also seeing something with rose oil. Did the grandmother have an affinity for wearing, like, rose oil or rose-scented perfume?
Her name is Rose.
Okay. Because I was getting that very, very strongly, this rose energy.
Yeah.
It was actually coming through his oil, but yeah.
That's funny. That's her name, but wow. Well, it's kind of freaky. I mean, like I said, it's old, very old, ancient. And it had those circles on the bottom, and then underneath all those circles is a big circle. And it was like a spiral. Actually,
I would definitely follow through on what Dawn is saying and look online to see if you can find somebody locally that works with objects like that and have somebody come in and look at it because I think it would be worth having somebody do that.
I love you, Dave. I love hurting you. Are hurting the house? Or, can they hurt you?
What's that?
Can the spirits hurt you? Maybe they're...
Let's put it this way. Yes, spirits can. I've seen people picked up and thrown on investigations I've been on. I've been scratched myself. have had, you know, attacks. I've seen cases when we've investigated where people have been injured, literally injured. But it's comparatively rare, though. I mean, I've done over 100 investigations, and of that, I had something happen that was really notable. The rest of the time, it's usually an EVP with somebody going, "Get out!" If I could count the number of "get out" EVPs I've got, I'd be rich, you know. But I wouldn't be worried so much about that. If you do feel like it's threatening, you know, again, follow up with the getting somebody. But some practical advice, you know, are you sleeping in the room where this thing's at?
No, I put in a room that I know it's like the extra room for guests.
Okay, what you can do is you can sage the room that you're sleeping in, and not do it just once. A lot of people think, oh, I just do sage once and it's forever. It's not.
Wait, you want me to put it in the room that I'm sleeping in?
You sage the room. You're waking up at night because of it, right? You've been waking up at night.
Oh, sage the room. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to sage it. Yeah, and you're going to use sage you can get just at any metaphysical shop.
I've done that before because we had some problems on my mirror. Every time my daughter would take a shower, she would come out of the shower, and on the mirror, it would be calling her the B word.
Really?
Wow,
did
is that mirror still around?
Down?
Well, I'm sorry. I put a cross in her bathroom, and it would call her the B word. And it would say a whole bunch of different things, and I used to wipe that thing with Windex like crazy. And I did use sage, and it stopped for a while. But
was this prior to moving that piece of furniture into your home?
No, that piece of furniture was in the home.
It was in the home. See.
Wow.
What John was talking about with the two spirit energies, you've got like this battle going on in your home between these the energy that's attached to that piece of furniture and then this other entity that's there. So that's really what you have going on is battle.
So it's like his grandmother versus somebody else?
I don't feel the grandmother. I don't feel like I'm part of this. This is a different female spirit that's attached to that piece of furniture.
Yeah, your mirror situation is, you know, was this in the same home?
Yeah. It happened about a year. It was happened about like 7 months ago. But I got that out because I did burn sage and walk around the house. That's what someone told me to do.
I would.
But my husband thinks
probably.
I'm not.
I would strongly advise you to get somebody, some professionals in to look at that too. Mirrors have certain properties that can bring in, especially in a home that's already got activities. And if you have a portal and you bring in a mirror, it seems to have some sort of effect that it accentuates these things. It makes them more active. And I was actually in a home where we had two mirrors facing each other in a room where there was a portal. And we had a case in Sacramento. And when we did the analysis on the evening's, you know, evidence, I had accidentally left a recorder in there for overnight. We went back and got it. And the recorder should have only run for 5 hours, and it ran for 11, which we were blown away. And we had 450 EVPs. And they were all yelling at, you know, and it was things yelling at us saying, "You ghost hunters aren't going to get us out." I mean, I'm not kidding you. I was like, you know, threat to us.
Well, we watched
you know?
That show.
Yeah.
We watched that show all the time. I know what you're talking about. My daughter, she's 18 now, but it started when she was like 16. It started when she was 17, but she just turned 18. But she's, you know, freaked out. Now when she takes a shower, she leaves the door halfway open. I don't blame her.
It can be dealt with. You may be able to do something about even cleansing the mirror. You know, I mean, you've already done some good basic stuff. I would keep it up, you know, until you get something in.
Do you want me to take
do staging regularly? Sage the whole house. The hell with it. Just sage everything.
So pretty much what you guys are saying is the spirits are not anybody that I know that has passed recently.
No,
it'll wake me up.
Something else going on. Yeah, it's like just the stuff that goes back to the past of the home. And
would
there's more
to
this.
Would that cause a lot of anger in the home?
What's that?
Would that cause a lot of anger in the home?
Absolutely.
It could. Yeah, spirits can create situations, especially if they're trying to get more energy. They may set up emotional issues in the home that that they can draw off that energy, and it boosts them up, and they get an artificial rush out of it. So, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, I've said no, there's a lot of good things happening, especially with my daughter. She sleeps all the time. She just doesn't. But I like it's kind of weird that you put that piece of furniture in my house. It just freaks me out a little bit. Not that you guys, you know, I appreciate it. It's just like, wow.
Yeah, well, my best to you and yours. Please do follow up on that though with some professionals that can come in.
I honestly have one in my area, and I did try and call somebody, but my husband wouldn't allow them in the house. He don't believe in it.
It's at the point where you probably need to put your foot down to deal with this, because this is it's starting to affect everybody. And you may need to put some iron in your spine and then turn around and say no, by God, you know. So I just have a feeling it's something that you're sensing these things. Your daughter's having these things happen. It's definitely time to get it dealt with. So I would do everything I could to bend that and make it happen.
Okay, I definitely will. And so, okay, so pretty much getting rid of the piece wouldn't help anything with it.
It might.
Taking
it might.
What's that?
Getting rid of it wouldn't help.
Well, getting rid of it would possibly help, but I think before you go off and do anything other than basic spiritual protection, it really just would pay to have kind of a an assessment.
Yeah,
find out.
I agree.
Yeah, even if you can just get somebody with psychic skills to walk the house and just take a, you could bring him in as if you had to under false pretenses, so no one would know. You just bring him in when your husband's gone and just have him walk the house and see, what do you pick up?
I definitely agree
with
that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to get nervous.
I hope this helps.
No, it does. Well, it does. I had to try and convince my husband, I guess. He was wondering why I was walking in that room. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
Okay.
But anyway, well, you guys have a great night, and I appreciate your help, and I will try and see what we can do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
That's
That's the classic complicated haunt.
Yes.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the that's like a big one.
Very much so.
I
that was difficult to hear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for me too.
I mean, it's just it's very complicated. There's like, I get that this guy, the guy that's in there is from like probably late 1800s, and he's just part of the land. And I'm getting that it's like he's aware of the situation. He's not too happy about this thing being there. I get feeling like he's like got a religious connotation around him. So he's almost like a protector. And then there's this other stuff going on. And then that mirror thing is just, this is like a composite haunt. It's, that's why you need somebody in there. And none of the relatives are around. It's definitely not. I'm sure they've been in and out, but this is like, if it's waking her up at night, she's sensing this stuff, and it it has to be the daughter too, and the husband is just in because he's not picking
maybe
up
husband's not helping.
No, he's not, and he needs another guy like me to walk out and go boom on the head, you idiot. Listen to your women.
Listen to your women.
Listen to your women. They're freaking smart. They know. They're drinking beer. Get off it, floor, Jana. Do you understand? You've got something in your damn kitchen. Upside him on the head. All right. We've got 10:39. I'm going to do a short break. We got a few callers out there. But I'm going to do a time for everybody to water the flowers. So we're going to find some good music here, and then we will be back. Do I do Bridge of Death? No, I don't want to do that. We went to Bridge of Life. Let's see. We'll put a little bit of our Arizona music on, and I'm going to run up and grab some coffee and be right back myself. So this is Soulstream on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, 21 seconds. And we are back, and I have coffee in hand. Coffee and mediumship go hand in hand together, and it's good to be drinking a warm brew on this cold December night in Northern California. And we survived our windstorm. We got our butts kicked up here in the mountains.
Lots of trees down.
Yeah, I was just talking on the earlier show about we had a tree over the garden. It was about an 85-foot oak. I mean, this thing is huge. And it had a big broken branch from the snowstorm last year. And it was, I was telling Mom, you know, don't go anywhere near that thing, even in the summer. And I was, I moved everything as out of the way as I could because she had all her tools there for our big garden. We have a one-acre garden there. And so I went out there today to pick up some stuff because I worked the front fence today. I was dealing with some down stuff on our front property line, and I was chainsawing and putting up a new strand of wire because we had deer jumping the fence. So that's all done with now. But and Santa Claus went by this morning too. That was rather interesting.
I saw your post about that. That is so funny.
Yeah, but this tree, I went to go get the extensions for the fence, and this whole branch had fallen, and it absolutely perfectly missed everything of value.
Wow.
It worked out. I mean, like, good Lord. I mean, we've got branches down everywhere. So tomorrow I'm going to be running the tractor to suck up everything off the lawn. It looks like a war went on in our lawn. So if we had it this bad in Northern California, imagine everybody, those poor folks in Southern California. In Arizona, Utah, and all those places. So, but anyway, we've got Brenda and Carrie are on with me tonight. Thank you, ladies, for being part of the show.
You're welcome.
Anytime, welcome. John.
It's all right. And we've got, let's see, we're going to read off who we have here, and then we'll move on with our readings. We've got a few people left here who've got their hands up, who are all nice people. Let's see, we have Butterfly is with us. I've got Carrie Whisper. Oh, she's on with us. Hello. She's spanking her birds now. Hello, Padilla.
Hello.
Spanking birds. I'm going to get some, I'm going to find some that I could make that noise. You're making coffee?
I sent you one. Yes.
Oh, you're going to give the birds coffee? What are you doing, trying to rest them out?
I wouldn't advise giving the birds coffee.
Well, that's pretty cool. I've seen people that fed their birds, parrots that would drink whiskey, and it was like, holy crap, drunk birds, you know. Let's see, we've got Denise, an old friend of ours is back, Denise in Florida. Hello, my dear. And we've got Faith Angel. I like that name. And we've got our guests, a couple of guests there. You are from France. We got IMEPIC 1212. Okay, I'm getting to say that name well. Joan Crawford, the dead famous actress, is here.
Wow!
I know. I shouldn't have done that, but Nancy Mum, the mistress of frying pans, is here, hitting me on the head. And I am epic. Oh, Chips, thank you. I am epic. I get it. Duh. Jeez. I am epic.
I
haven't had my coffee yet.
John.
So we have the mistress of frying pans leads right, of course, as everyone would know, to the psychic of light. And better than to be the psychic of dark. And this is good to see you. And I like your icon there. Satori 11, who we've just had on. And we've got Simon Swain, Stardove, and the last song today. But what if you were the first last song today? I don't know. Okay, so we are, let's see, we've got a little less than an hour to go, and we're going to go ahead and just plow right on through here. I'm going to bring in the 478 caller, and then we'll route up to Salsa and the last song. I see the last song today. You're in multiple places. My goodness, I see you both places. There we go. All right, so 478 are on full screen.
Whoops.
Hello? What was that?
I have no idea.
So, 478, you're on full screen. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Okay, I'm going to just put that one on hold because I don't think that caller is a normal caller. We might have a special friend. So we're going to let that one just sit. And so I'm going to jump right over to Salsa. Salsa is here. Hello.
How are you?
How are you
doing? Good.
Well, first of all, I want to say...
We're doing awesome.
I want to first say I am so sorry to hear about your family situations. I can only feel how hard the last few weeks, month or so have been for you. So know that.
You know, honestly, Chips, it's become so normal to me. If you told me 4 years ago when this all started what we'd be going through day to day, I would have looked at you and probably slit my wrists, you know. And now I look at it and it's just normal life to me. And a lot of people look at you and say, how can that be? And we just deal with it. You know, when you hit hard times, you just find a way to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I can't count the number of times that I've been to hospitals and been down all the different roads. I got to tell you, it may sound bad, but it's also there's good with it because more love has happened in our house because of all this. And we've compressed more living in such a tight space of time. Because of this, it's actually a blessing. So you really have to learn, you know, you can look at it, you can look at it a lot of ways. Yes, it was tough, and yes, it's going to be tough when he decides to leave. But in that time frame, you know, we're finding out more about ourselves. We're doing a lot of living. So, yeah
that's
it's
wonderful.
Tough, you know, and it sucks. Sometimes I go out and I go, God, you know, and I'll start screaming, you know, and then you suck it up and you go back in and you deal with it again. And then when, you know, bad things happen with him and he'll get an attitude with me, I'll just walk up and go, okay, that doesn't matter. I still love you. And it just takes the winds right out of his sails. So, but anyway, sorry,
well,
long winded answer, but the bottom line is
you do
things like this for people you love. So that's
absolutely
the reality. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway. But what can I do for you, my friend?
Well, since we last talked, you know, my mom is still in that state, and my dad is now ill. My husband has just been put into hospital, recommended for hospital, but I don't believe I don't care at that point. But I had to tell you that I had this test of my mom, and she didn't speak directly to me, but speaking to my dad. And
let me
see my thing is awful.
You're breaking up a little.
I don't know.
So your mom is talking to your dad?
She's talking to my dad in the stream about me and about the situation. And as she's talking to him, my sisters are scolding her. And it's a real this thing happened today. During the day. It was really kind of weird. But it occurred that the reason why I'm going through this is to reinforce my passion for my career.
Have you ever had dream analysis done? Because you're having a lot of dreams, and I have a feeling that these are spirit visitations. But
it may be.
Have you done any dream? There's a lot of dream resources on the web.
Okay.
But I feel like, and I'm not an expert dream analyzer. Okay, so I'm going to repeat what I think you said your dream was. You had your mother is talking to your father. Is appearing in with your father, and there's sisters who are disapproving of this discussion going on.
Yes.
And is the discussion about you?
Yes, and about the whole situation. The odd thing is, before when I've had an out-of-body experience, it was like right being in. But this time it was like watching it.
Oh, so you're on the outside looking in?
Just like that, yeah. I can hear them, I can see them. In my dream, but you know, they, whether they're there or not. I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to give you a technique in meditation that's often used. And I'm going to kick myself today, too, because I did not meditate before the show. Usually I do that before, but I had a lot going on today, so I promise I will meditate in the future. But one of the things in meditation that's really helpful is you can actually use meditation to get into contact with family members. You know, it's another avenue to do more of a conscious interaction with them.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of a kind of a mediumship light, you know, where you're kind of meeting them halfway. And if you do good classical and consistent meditation, and you can build up a pathway, because you've already talked about astral travel, can build up that level to a point where they can meet you in the halfway point. There's classic, the good classic meditation is one where you have a dream of a forest clearing or a traditional family meeting spot and where you go sit around in a circle around a fire or something like that. That's kind of the one I use.
Okay.
And that's when other family members who have passed can meet you. And then you hear what they have to say, and you have this discussion, and it's generally about a 5 to 10 minute chat, and then it's time to go, and you come back, and you've got, you go in with your questions, you go in with things that, you know, okay, what's going on here, you know, who, what, when, where, why kind of questions. And then you come back with that, and then you wait a while, you know, wait a day or two, and then you come back and you do it again, and you start keeping a journal.
Okay.
And and I would still do it with the dreams, because they're obviously making the effort to communicate with you.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
they're wanting you to do that, but I think that you can get a little more, you know, frontal lobe control over the process.
Yeah.
And depending on the subconscious stuff coming through.
Great. Right.
Yeah, so I think it would give you you know, some course there. You haven't been, you know, she's still alive, right? She's still on the planet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
she had another two more surgeries since you and I last talked.
Holy.
Wow.
She's
back
again.
Good
Lord.
Here again.
Wow.
Well, but you're still not allowed to be anywhere near, right? I mean, they're not letting you anywhere near her.
Right.
Okay, then she's obviously made an effort to communicate with you. Have you done? Have you gone back? I mean, do you remember enough of these dreams that you could go back and start a journal?
Oh yes, I've been writing them down.
Good, perfect.
This one was so good that it really made me feel like I did when it happened with my husband, and I knew I was out of luck. But this time it was like the Christmas Carol when Scrooge was out there watching people interact.
Well, what's funny is I've got the mind lamp on, believe it or not. Yes, some stuff still is working in the studio. And it's a perfect shade of green, and it's kind of, ever since you came on, it turned green, and it's just held there, which is really profound for me, because usually it changes color after about a minute or two, and it's just holding. And so it's really kind of, if I had to read it right, everything's going good. The situation is going as good as it can be, especially if she's making the effort to communicate with you directly.
Yeah, I feel Out of sync. This dream has made me feel like an aha moment.
Oh, you feel like you've had kind of a breakthrough with it?
Yes. Like I know why. Not to her, but watching it, I know why. I really believe that. She wants me to be the advocate for the field that I want to do. That she probably would have wanted to do if she were dreaming a lot. So that what they're doing to her doesn't ever happen to anybody again.
While you were talking there, I just had a visitation. Is there a family member that knew her by the name of Jane or Jean?
Jean.
There's
a family
member.
Yes.
Okay, is that family member passed?
Yes.
Okay, I just was basically visit. Which is it, Jane or Jean? Because I couldn't tell.
Jean.
And that's a man or a woman?
It's a man.
Okay.
It's actually a priest.
Wow. Yeah, because I mean, I was just sitting there, and boom, it just came out of nowhere, and I'm like, what's this about? And I couldn't tell. I mean, it was
now,
just
there's also
real...
a Jane that was my current husband's first wife.
No, this is the priest. I mean, it was such a, it just came in like a thunderbolt, and I'm like, whoa, who's this guy, you know, or gal? I couldn't tell what. All I felt was incredible peace and very, very comforted. But the thing that is striking to me is this kind of, he's leading your mom. You know, it's kind of like he's around her. So he's just basically there through the whole thing. And he's not giving me much more. He's just declaring, he just stepped forward and says, I'm here. You know, I'm helping deal with this.
He does.
So,
he does talk to her.
Yeah. I mean, how long has he been passed?
Think about 9 years.
Yeah, well, he's an interesting fellow. Was he married before he became a priest?
Oh, not that I know of. I don't think that's allowed in the Catholic Church yet.
No, he's got a history, this guy. Interesting. If he wasn't married, he was getting darn close to it. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I think he fell in love, and then he went to...
Yeah.
You know, he did fall in love before?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, he's just kind of giving me a little bit to go on. How close was he to your mother? Because I'm kind of feeling
close,
like...
He was pretty close to our sibling years ago, when we were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, he's close again, you know, and he's around. And she's somewhat confused at some levels, and then other times she's not. She seems to be kind of in and out of it. Is she unconscious here most of the time on this side?
But they keep her heavily sedated. But in I saw them turn her, and she has
this is not a good situation, and he's basically... she's going through quite a bit, so he's basically there kind of helping take care of her from the spiritual side, and then when she's out of body, he's there with her. So it's definitely an interesting situation, you know, but he's there, you know, and that's the key. I mean, he just wants to get the message out that somebody cares on that side and identify who it is. So he popped in to let me know that one. But
it was funny in the dream because it was like old times. She was telling my dad, basically, you know, he's so stupid for letting him do this, the family and her. And he's got third stage Alzheimer's, and he's saying, "I don't know." And she's, you know, she's cussing him out, and then my sisters are scolding her, and she starts fighting, but she can't see. So she tries to see. She can see the words out of her mouth.
Well, she's using thought form to communicate, and you're picking up on all this. But
she was writing, and this thing she was like writing because she writes in cubes. And I was
and
like, then she gets.
So she's angry.
She's angry. But she's.
Yeah, that's gonna pass when she goes finally crosses completely over. You know, she'll be basically in recovery. There'll be a team there working with her, and it'll be in her case after what she's been through. I think she'll be in there a while, and then you know you might have a year where you don't hear anything, and then it suddenly you'll get a visitation. Or you may have another family member come through and, you know, kind of give you an update on what's going on. And then you may actually see her. I had my grandmother, you know, 3 months after she passed. She had the same disease that Dudley Moore had, which was basically kind of a frozen body syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
And when she passed, it was 3 months, and then I had a visitation from her. And it's often in the form of a very vivid dream. So, you know, all I'm saying is she may be not quite with it in the dreams, and you're seeing some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But keep everything in perspective. You know, look at the people who are around and keep a track on the personalities who are around. You may see the priest now. You may see Gene.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You know, so now that he's declared himself, you may see more of him. So, you know, honestly, hon, I think that they're trying to keep you comforted because you've got so much invested in this, and you're watching it closely, and you want to be sure all is okay.
Yeah,
and
she's
aware that you're. What's that?
Because it's been going on for so long, and you know, now that my husband is ill, and there's about five people close to me that are getting to pass over, trying to keep it all in perspective, and I, you know, trying to stay positive. And take sometimes 1 hour at a time. But I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, I think you're going to be fine. Just you know, keep in touch with us, because I think what will happen is, you know, she's, It's kind of like my situation with what's going on with Dad. It's like, you know, this could be any day.
Yes.
You know, yes. And when this happens, it'll be a shock to you. You know, it's going to be a shock, yes, to me when it happens, yes, in my situation. But I'm as ready as you can be, you know, and it's still tough. But knowing what we know about the other side, you know, you're going to hear from, you know, them again. And just,
yes,
just take comfort,
yes,
in that. She'll, I have a feeling she's working off some real karmic stuff with all of this, you know.
Yeah.
And I just, but I really think that some good will come out of this. Just have faith.
Yeah, I do for the first time, and I have hope. And I hope that it really is all going to be okay. And that I'm going to die. And I don't think my husband's going to pass. And I think this is all for a reason.
Yeah, is there, are people saying we got an echo out there? Are you guys seeing some of that?
Yeah, I can hear the echo really strong.
Okay, well, I apologize to everybody for that. So I'm not sure where it's coming from.
I think when I'm
VCR
the whole night.
I'm going to try adjusting some things on my board and see if that makes. Can you guys hear me, still hear me?
There's no echo on you, John.
Can you hear, does it hit
okay
now? Oh, it's gone.
All right, I just want to be, yeah.
It's gone now.
You're a miracle worker.
Wow.
Yeah,
what did you do?
Well, I have, I think I know what it is in my audio chain. I might have had something going on here. So I'm going to, now that I've done that, I know which pot I adjusted. And because I have a 12-channel mixer, and I think I might have induced an oscillation. So I'll take care of that later. So I apologize. I know what it is because I have two feeds from two computers, and I just turned down the second feed, and that seemed to take care of it. So I apologize, guys. Now I know what causes what around here. Anyway, if you want to, does that answer everything for you, my dear?
Yeah, yeah. And I just wanted, you know, really to share my thoughts and prayers for you, too. I know it can get hectic, and as it does for myself. And I wish you the best, and I wish you positivity and peace also. You know?
Oh, I've got plenty of peace. You know, it's just what I need right now is another guy with a chainsaw to help me with the rest of the place.
Oh.
I got a lot of trees to cut. You know, it's just, you know what, though? I got to tell you guys something. You know, it's funny. Mediumship, you know, and when you do this kind of work, you have to pay it forward. You know, and some of the things you do are really mundane. You've got to go out and cut wood and string fence and, you know, take out garbage and burn stuff and, you know, clean the house and do your bills and all that. I mean, it sounds all
grocery shop.
But, you know, the spirit stuff, though, is built on the foundation of mundane things. And so, you know,
yeah,
you find a lot of value in that. So there's real spiritual stuff in the regular things we do every day. So, but I really could use a guy with a big truck and a lot of big chainsaws right now. So, but anyway, I'm cutting and happy. But I just wanted to thank you for being up, dear.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Brenda.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Guys, have
all
a good
right
one.
Thank you.
Do you want to just listen in and
yes,
you know, just put you on hold?
Thank you.
Okay, we'll do that. So here we are. It's 11:07, full of a watch time. And we're going to go to the last song today. And I've still got this I've still got the 478 guy who was like, had weird stuff going. We'll try him one more time, her or it. I don't know what the case may be. But we're going to go to I'm going to go for the sure bet here. The last song today is here with us. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Well, the last song.
Oh,
what kind of music are you playing?
What am I? What?
Hello.
Hello.
What kind of music was playing last song?
Whatever song is the last one of the day.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what's your name and where are you from, my dear?
My name is Jamie, and I'm from Indiana.
Hi, Jamie.
Okay. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Think mine is as exciting as anybody else's.
Oh, dear God.
You guys have had some really exciting people tonight. My question is, I want to see if you get anything from spirit that is going to help me on my path to to the right career. I'm having lots of problems right now, career stuff, like most people.
Career stuff is always...
I'm seeing a lot of jewelry around you. Do you work in a jewelry store or having to do anything to do with jewelry?
You know, that's funny you say that. I always wanted to be a gemologist. No, I've never worked with jewelry.
Really? Because I'm seeing a lot having to do with I was seeing stones and jewelry and those types of things. Are you looking to go into that type of field again?
No, I mean, from what I have learned is you have to live somewhere else. They have the GIA study, but you have to live somewhere else to actually do the classes. And most people that are in that industry are family. It's all family oriented.
Really? Because I'm seeing that energy around you. I'm seeing you doing something that has to do with stones, either working in a jewelry store or someplace where they do sell stones and just jewelry types of things.
That would be great.
I know what you mean about gemology. I mean, I collect a few stones myself, and the whole thing with the family deal is very true. You know, you watch you know JTV and some of the other cable shows, and see where, you know, how it goes, and they're very tight knit, click kind of thing. You know, you got to know somebody to get in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but one thing I saw with you, I don't know what this is about, but I saw all these cans. I mean, I saw cans all around you, like canning cans. Like I don't know if you're in a warehouse job or something, but I saw cans. Can you illuminate? Does that make any sense at all? I mean, I don't get it.
The only thing that I would know is what I'm currently doing right now is I deal with surgical instruments, and they have huge pans that you put them in order to, they put them in an autoclave. But
I saw canning, and I'm going, what is this thing with cans? And I saw this giant can, and I'm seeing like, you know, and I'm thinking, what is she in? Is it like warehouse or something? But it was like this big can thing, and I'm thinking, okay, so you're in a medical type.
Yeah, and the thing is that my doctor, I've got something going on with my health, and my doctor has said she never wants me to go back there again because of the chemicals I'm dealing with there. So now I'm so lost.
I would definitely pursue the... Look into going back into working with gemology, even if it is working in a jewelry store. There's something about that energy of the stones that you need around you right now.
Okay.
Actually, have you ever considered designing jewelry?
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I would really strongly... let's put it this way. To be sure that's what you really want, get into contact with some, you know, local folks who are doing that, and actually go in and ask to be, you know, part of one of the shows, you know, maybe and be part of, you know, spend some time seeing somebody actually do it. Not only just taking a class, but actually get into the business side of it so you see all angles. And it'll really give you an eye-opening experience, and then you can see, is this for me? You know, because I get the feeling there's a lot more to it. You need to go in with your eyes wide open so you know the whole, you know, as much of the game as you can before you commit into it. And you may need to edge into it. So it may be a whole growth thing, because it's not going to be like, you know, you jump in and you become immediately famous overnight.
Right.
There's who you know. You know, and learning the show circuit and how you sell and who you talk to and you know, and distribution channels and all that crud. So that's the kind of the thing going on there. This thing with the cans, I mean, yeah, that was good. I would have never thought of an autoclave. I was seeing these big cans. I'm going, what's this can thing? I'm thinking, wait, you work at Del Monte or something?
There's appraisal work too. You could look into doing that too, where you're appraising pieces of jewelry. That's jumping in there too with me also. So you might want to look into that as well, because you could actually do that as your own business.
Oh.
Like
have
then,
you,
if you do.
You've got a really good voice. Have you ever thought about doing something with JTV or getting on and being a host on a jewelry TV show? Major hint?
No.
Major hint.
Yeah, you've got the voice for it. You're in Indiana?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Tennessee ain't that far away. JTV's out there. I don't know about some of the other. I know some of the others.
Is that what you're watching
these
days, John? Are you watching a lot of JTV?
I've been around the gemology crowd for a while. I happen to know a little bit about this stuff. Believe it or not, yes, even I know a little bit about jewelry, yes. And I have particular stones I have a taste for. Okay.
Wow.
So yes, I have my own, and I grew up with a lot of mining people in the family who know about these things. So yes, I pay attention to these things.
That's
what do you think
cool.
I watched? Cartoons all day long, Brenda?
Wow.
Besides that, some of the JTV women are really hot, you know. So,
see, I knew there was something else to the JTV. I had a feeling it had something to do with the women that were on there.
Oh yes,
not the cocktail rings that they're selling.
No. I don't think I'm that pretty. I don't think I could do that. But that's a nice thought. I could just mute my face and maybe.
You know what? You never know until you try. I would just don't ignore the possibility that you could have some sort of media career in this. And just try on some different fits. You know, it may not be the thing for you, but who knows? Maybe you go in that door, and that door opens another one that leads you into an appraisal job, or you know, you meet somebody and. Next thing you know, you're married to a rich gemologist. And,
that would be just wonderful.
I mean, I don't know. But what I do know is this. You've got a pretty good sense of your dream, and you know what you want. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. And as long as you've got a pretty clear mission, you know, and you kind of figure where you're going, you know, don't give up on it. That's a big thing.
Okay.
You know, is the place you're living, what part of Indiana are you? Yeah, I can't even say the words. What part of Indiana are you in?
I'm actually in Fishers, but it's really close to Indianapolis.
Okay.
You know, Indy 500. It's here. It's big. It's huge.
Are you... Is the house you're in... I know this is kind of off topic, but is the house you're in old?
Actually, I'm in an apartment, but I did live in a whole old house before.
What's the pull to Arizona with you?
The only thing with Arizona that I know of is an old boss.
I know what
really?
The Arizona pull.
What is
it's
it?
It's the gemology show. It's the big
because
gemology
I'm,
show that's every year.
I'm being told over and over again to mention Arizona.
Arizona, okay.
Yeah.
Major gemology show, Arizona. Major hint. Ding, ding,
Ranger.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Major connection. Ding, ding, ding,
major
ding,
connection,
ding.
Okay.
Are we getting there now?
Yeah. Why did you ask about the house?
Well, I was mentioning the house because you have a spirit attached who's kind of following you around. He's like real friendly.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's a female.
Female and... Yeah, and I don't. I'm not sure.
The house is really wicked. I have to tell you.
She's actually nice. A V name, like a Veronica or a Virginia, something like that. I'm trying to. And she's
Veronica.
How long ago did you leave this home?
It was about 2006.
Okay, so you've been at this apartment ever since, and have you had anything happen in the apartment?
You know, I see a lot of little things. I've always thought it was me.
You've got a ghost.
That's
running around.
Oh,
we got one.
We got one.
That's interesting that I saw that.
It's a female. I think she's been with you from the other place and is just comfortable with you.
Really?
I'm not sure if it's a relative. I really cannot tell. She's not being very open. But I also think you have other spirits around the apartment complex who also come in and out, and there's been a lot of history with the place. How old is the complex?
Well, it's only, I mean, the actual building is only like 9 years old. I don't know what kind of ground it's been put on. I think this ground has been kind of country before they built this on.
You may want to just, you know, you might do a cursory check of just the history of, you know, anything that you might ask around about any history in the area of the property and of the facility itself that you're at. And just see, you know, I know there's, you know, some other spirits around. You probably got about five or six in the complex that you probably passed through. But this woman is really attached with you, you know. And,
really?
And are you, yeah, so you're seeing stuff around corners, corner of the eye kind of thing?
Yeah, I see, you know, I see all kinds of stuff. I mean, I see little sparkly things. I see things around the corner. I see big circles. I seen a real pretty big circle one day, and I was like, wow, what is it? It was almost, and me thinking it's just me, I walked away from it, and then I came back in and was like, and it was still there. I was like, that is the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my life. And then it, I don't know, it's like the things don't dawn on me because I just think it's me, so I just go on about my business.
You do realize, my friend, that you, you're gifted. You do understand.
Yeah, very
this,
much
you know.
So.
Really?
Very much so. Yes.
You might want to tie this in with your interest in gems.
Okay.
Because gems are very powerful in a metaphysical sense. So tying in not only your interest of from the scientific standpoint, but crystals and gems have unique metaphysical properties. And you know, as unscientific as it may sound, they actually are great at recording information. They have kind of an innate consciousness of their own, and people work with these a lot. You may find that this may be something that'll help into, you know, kind of a transition into your career work. So give it a look. Read up on the magic of different stones and then tie it in with your existing interest. And you may want to do some general research about your gift because you're seeing spirits. And my very first, to give you an instance here, my very first memory of anything metaphysical I ever saw was sparkles.
What I see most of the time, too.
It's sparkles.
Yeah.
So I'm not nuts. Everybody's like,
No, welcome to the club.
Welcome to the three.
Do I do anything to make this better? I mean, I know you're saying crystals, but
education and hanging around lots of other people who are slightly daft like us. And the other thing is read everything you can, and meditation is good. Get around the local metaphysical community, pay attention to the things they're saying, and kind of follow your heart. If I had to say anything to anybody that's doing this, is trust your heart, and it'll lead
absolutely
you forward. For a reason, you found out a couple of things you didn't know about yourself, and you've got this little sidekick. And I have your feeling, the more I think about it now, is your sidekick is more of a guide energy.
Really?
That's what this is. Yeah, so you've been... They've been knocking on your head for a while, and now that this is happening, I have a feeling you're going to have an interesting few weeks here.
Yeah, I feel that too. And you definitely have a very strong pull to gemstones, to the energy around gemstones.
And like crystal healing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you thought this was going to be a boring reading. Ha!
I did. I was like, I'm so uninteresting. Would you consider me going into Reiki?
Yeah. Yes,
absolutely.
Reiki and
gems just work very nicely.
Okay. All right. That's what I've been interested in. Okay, one more question. I know you have other people, but I see, like, raindrops in my eyes, too. It's not just sparkles, and it's so hard for me to describe, but it's like I have raindrops in my eyes, and they rush to my eyes like I'm in, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm like in a tunnel.
You know, what's interesting, what's coming to me is the more you're talking, you're seeing, like, when you look into a crystal and you see, like, the caverns and the cracks and everything that's inside of a crystal, that keeps coming to me, that you're actually seeing, like, the formations that are inside of an actual stone. But you're seeing it, like, on a larger scale.
It's like kind of the geode?
Yeah, kind of. That's kind of what's coming to me. It's like... Because that's what's coming to me the strongest is this pull to gemstones and just needing to be around that energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You're basically having manifestations that have been attention getters, and and all of these things are combining to paint a picture that you're going in a kind of a new direction that will be slightly it'll be a little more exciting. I'll tell you that.
Wow.
You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot about yourself.
Right.
You've got to draw in. Let's put it this way. You're going to be drawing. You want to draw in money doing something you really are going to enjoy. And boy, are you going to enjoy this. So it's a long-term plan. And what I'll say is be ready. This is a lot of hard work. It doesn't come overnight.
John,
you know?
I'm trying to think of, there's a book. It's a huge book. I want to say it's something Kaleidoscope. I don't remember the name of it.
It's Melody.
Yes, yes.
It's a purple book, Melody, like a tune, Melody.
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 Yes.
Melody.
It's the best crystal book out there.
Yes, it is.
And
okay.
I promise you, it's got the best information. My Reiki master swears by it. So do I.
Yes.
And I don't use it enough, but...
I would definitely look that up on, like, Amazon.
Okay.
And the other one is Judy Hall.
They've
got a fantastic line of books.
Okay.
She's really difficult to read, but read.
Oh, no. She's very difficult to read. Okay.
For me.
I'll do my best. I'll
For
do
me.
My best. Wonderful.
But Carrie, is that the right title? It's Kaleidoscope, right?
It's Kaleidoscope. Yeah, if you look on Amazon and you just look up crystals and you put Melody, you'll find it.
Okay.
Or Kaleidoscope, you'll find it. It's a light violet, lavender book. And I think Melody is the publisher.
I'm pretty sure of that also. But that would be the best book for you to actually get, I think.
To learn from and just do self-study and just start seeing what attracts you, and I'm getting like tourmaline, black tourmaline for you, because it's a very grounding crystal.
Yeah, I use black tourmaline a lot. It's a great stone.
Really?
Crystal melody. Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Black tourmaline is something that is used for protection and is used for grounding. And it's very good to start with, and also you want to get yourself some clear crystal quartz. But you want to clear it with sea salt, coarse sea salt.
Okay.
Right.
And you just want to leave it in there for 24 hours, and you want to leave it outside in the sun and in the moonshine for 24 hours. And then you want to put your intention in there, which is, if you put love in there, then that's fine. But you've got to clear it.
Okay, that's like, kind of like Wicca, isn't it?
It's very
Not
much
really.
So.
Yeah,
it is and it isn't. I'm going to jump in here for a second, guys, because we got 11:28 and 42 seconds here, so we're going to be running. We can continue on past the break, but I'm going to just start to close the show down. So why don't we stay on, and I'll run a little over so we could keep going here.
Okay.
And I'm kicking guests because I had a little, we had a little hacker thing going on there. So anyway, this is Soulstream. We're going to sign off. We are going to have a show tomorrow, 8 o'clock. I've got Scott Wise from GASP is going to be with us, 8 o'clock tomorrow. And then we're going to do a special Monday show. We'll do EBP and Ovulus at 9:30. So be aware that's coming up. Want to thank both of you, Carrie and Brenda, for being on with me tonight.
Anytime, John.
Okay, and so we are going to go ahead and end it, and our little friends are out there with their little hacker scripts going at it mad. So hello,
oh
you guys.
God.
Good to see you out
oh,
there.
Yeah.
I'm kicking you as fast as I can, and it's fun to kick, so we're just going to keep at it. So anyway, thank you for being on, everybody. We got about 10 seconds, so we're going to roll into archive. And thanks to all our listeners out there. It's good to be back, and we'll be back on regularly from now on, so you'll be seeing us around. So this is Soulstream signing off. And now we're into we are into the archive of the show. Hello.
Hello.
Keep going, guys. Sorry, I had to pull rank and do that thing I do with the whole stuff inside Venom Schultz. So keep going,
guys. Oh,
well, sorry, I didn't mean to cheat. And now I have no career. I'm not even governor.
Why are you cheating?
I know. Like,
you naughty Jack. Boy, I'm going to spank you. When I get to California, I'm going to spank you.
Are you at the Castle Antrax or something?
Sorry, we're off the chain. I'm letting loose.
Oh my God. Thank your birds for me, please. I want to listen to this. It's kind of cute. Anyway, what were we talking on with the crystals and stuff? What was going on there? Because I jumped in and interrupted everything so rudely. I'm sorry.
You had to. My goodness.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about this. I'm so glad that other people have seen Speckles. Does this mean that I'm going to do like you guys do? Am I going to be able to do that?
Yes. Hello?
Really?
Hello? Yeah.
Okay.
You're
okay.
You're having interactions. You're having all the things that are. You're getting knocked about the head with a 2x4, and they got your attention now. Now they're going to open your door. You know, they're really going to blow your mind now. So get ready for the ride of your life. You know, I every time I think I've got it down figured out, they do something that really screws up my whole world, and I go, oh, I'm not done yet. So, yeah, you've got an eye-opening life ahead of you. I hate to break it to you. All your reality is going to now completely implode. But
oh, no, don't say that. What's that mean?
What
it's
going to
be a fun ride. It is.
All your notions about what life really is are going to be rolling by the wayside. And guess what? You're going to find out how things really are. And they're going to have a lot of interesting things to show you. And your spirit guides are going to begin introducing themselves, and you're going to be drawn to certain things, and you won't know why. And they'll do all sorts of stuff. I mean, how does it for the two of you guys? Same kind of thing?
Wait. It's like this. Welcome to the bullet train. You are now in first class. Please enjoy your trip. We'll let you know when the bullet train stops, and you can disembark. Please put
meanwhile,
on your seat.
The brain just got left behind.
Oh, no.
Yes. And sometimes it doesn't feel like a bullet train. Sometimes it feels like the bullet is chasing you. It's just,
no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Did you ever see Shirley MacLaine, any of her movies and stuff where she was, what was it? To get to the fruit of the tree, Out on a Limb. Out on a Limb is a very good book to read. It's a good intro to this stuff. It kind of opens the door gently. And a lot of people made a lot of fun of Shirley MacLaine when she first started doing this. She popularized a lot of this stuff. And the books, you can get them anywhere, and you can get them good and cheap off Amazon used. But they're great. They're great reads. And they kind of open the door in a gentle way to a lot of these things. But what you'll find out is there's just so much. And it'll open the door to other experiences, and you can have everything from trance channeling and mediums to, you know, to spirit guides to the work with the crystals, UFOs, you name
UFOs?
It.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Fly one.
Yeah, that's real. You know that. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah.
A 13.75-billion-year-old universe, and you think we're the only ones around, and somebody else hasn't done. Travel by now? Hey,
I know.
Guess what?
I know, but you know, okay. I never thought I'd be dealing with it. It was just not something I thought I would be like, yeah, hi. Wow.
No, it's really up to you. I mean, you've got kind of a mission that, you know, once you start this, it will go on a kind of a structure of its own. The door will open, you'll find what interests you, and the next thing you know, it'll have a curious kind of rhythm to it that'll be all you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just stick to that and you trust your heart, you're going to have a great time, you know, and it will surprise you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So my best advice is just go have a good time and learn everything you can and drop in on the different shows. We're not the only one out there. Chris, has a great show out there.
Curious
Times. There's just so many that have so many, you know, so sample everybody. And you'll find the right answers out there, and just trust your heart. And when spirits start making their appearances to you, you're going to get a lot of interesting truths, and your opinions will begin to change too. So it's going to really rock your world. Get ready. That's all.
Put my belt on now. Okay, I'm 40. Is this when it was supposed to happen? Does it have a time on it or no?
No. You know, hell, I had mine at 5 years old, and then it went periods. Oh, yeah, I had it from 5 till about, I was about 20, and then I went into my great denial period till I was 28, and then I had an out-of-body experience, and then I went through a bunch of training, and then I got married, and then that killed everything for about 6 years. And then it comes back, and so it's like riding waves. You know,
okay.
And that's how my life's been with it. I don't know about you guys, but there's no schedule.
Yeah.
It's just when the heart's ready. But now that you're 40 and this is happening, you're going to get your mind twisted in a pretzel.
You're going to feel 21 again, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Menopause and this will be great.
Yeah, it'll be good for you.
Menopause will be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Yeah, go for it, dear. What were you saying?
No, you carry on. I just cut you off. Don't worry.
I'll go spank my birds. You say something. Actually, remember that from Monty Python when they were the guy was taking the cat and beating the rugs with it? And he was going, meow, meow, meow. It's so sick. Oh my god. Bring out your dead. I'm not dead yet. Yes, you are. You're still dead.
It's only a flesh wound.
I'm getting better. And yes, you will speak dead. Sorry, I hate to break this to you. But I mean, the thing with crystals with you, that's already a good indicator. I mean, you guys agree on that? I mean, the fact that she's being drawn to crystals and that kind of thing. And if you're seeing spirits already, wow, you've got open possibilities. I would see mediumship out there for you.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. That's so cool.
I
see the fairy realm with you. Like, really strong.
Really? All right. Thank you for
and,
all that.
They come along as, like, with.
They come along like what? I'm sorry.
What was that, Carrie?
They come out with like little sparkles and whips.
Yeah, they have like sparkles.
What was that, John? Brenda Coyne.
Yeah, you were saying that they were like sparkles. What was that?
Sparkles.
We're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up too. Breaking up is hard to do. Oh, breaking up is. I'm sorry. I'm just listening to James Taylor today.
It's the coffee. We apologize.
I know. I need more coffee, and I need birds now.
All right. Well, thank you for everybody's help. I mean, this is extreme to me. I've been thinking I'm crazy, so I appreciate it.
You are not crazy.
You are crazy.
Well,
thank you. That's what I've always thought. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to be crazy. This is okay.
Okay. The truth is out. You're completely whacked, but join me.
I know. Put me in a home now.
Yes.
No.
You're in the asylum with the rest of the loonies.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All right, my dear. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for taking so much time with me. I appreciate it. You guys have a good evening.
Well, good luck on your journey. You know, come
back
and tell us how it's going.
Oh, I definitely will. I'll be in touch.
Okay, my dear.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye now. That was Jamie.
Jamie, we love you.
Yeah, what a show tonight. It was a nice intro back. We had a minor hacker that was out there trying to pull some stuff at the end, and I was just kicking. I wasn't even letting it get to me. You know, it's funny, the readings tonight were good. I felt like we did good.
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
Oh, my ears are that was really cool.
Like, totally.
Ronald Reagan, are you still there?
I think we lost. Brenda. Brenda, you're not there. She dropped. Brenda dropped. Wait a minute. Brenda messaged me on. She got dropped off by phone. So she's saying, I just saw her Facebook. Okay. Was wondering.
What happened?
Where you were. Okay. A hug. Jeez, okay.
Oh.
I got Facebook up here. So what we'll do is we're going to go ahead and end it. Thank you, Carrie, for being on. And thank you, Brenda, and even though you're not here anymore. She's in another world now.
She's in another world. Oh, my God.
She's on the other side, man.
She's on the train.
She's off the bullet train. Look out for the bullets. Oi. So, and we see a few of the faithful out there, Carrie, Chips and Salsa, Faith, and Startup. Got a few folks listening in on the phone line. So we will be back tomorrow, 8 o'clock, and I've got our friends from GASP going to be doing some stuff with us with regard to some of their paranormal cases. And then, again, Monday night, 9:30 p.m.
9:30 p.m.
What are you doing here? We're going to be doing some EVP and Anomalous. And so we are going to go ahead and end it, guys. And thank you, Carrie, for being on with me tonight. You're a trooper. We love you.
Thank you. We love you too.
All right. We're going to go ahead and play some music and send this thing down the road. So this is SailStream signing off. We're out here in the Western United States. Going to have another shrimp on the Bobby. Let's see. Let's find some. I wonder if this one plays. Yeah, that's a good coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, in the Kingdom of Gold. You're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com. God, I'm good at that. All right. See you guys later. This is Soul Stream signing off. I never dreamed